The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Texas show.
Children all over the world love Eric, except for one 10-year-old girl named Ramona. She can't stand Eric, and she's not afraid to say so. Okay, I admit it. I am Ramona. I hate you, Eric. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Oh, yeah, and here you are. I mean, here he is, Eric Metaxas.
Ramona, really, Todd?
Really?
All right, we try to do a serious radio show. My goodness, Albin, this has really gotten out of hand with Todd, or whatever his
name glad
is.
It's Friday. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, we in a few minutes, folks, buckle your seatbelts.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be a bumpy guest. Do you know Jeanine Pirro? Judge Jeanine Pirro? She is a live wire. She's a pip. She's an amazing person.
Here come the judge.
Here come the judge in a minute or two. Judge Jeanine Pirro. She has a new book out. But she is absolutely extraordinary, and you will see for yourself, you'll hear for yourself in just a moment. Actually, we're going to share. I want to do listener mail. Listener mail. I guess we get a lot of mail from you all, and I thought it's fun sometimes to go over some of it. So let me see if I can dip into it here. Should I talk about the deaf taxi driver?
What?
This morning.
Oh, okay.
I jumped into a taxi.
Yes.
A lot of times I'll splurge on a taxi to come down here, and I take the subway home. And both of them can be very strange experiences in New York, right?
Yeah.
The subway is always crowded, very crowded, and there's characters that come on, and it's just, you know. But it gets you home quick. A taxi is another thing. This morning I get in a taxi. I'm in a hurry, as usual. The taxi driver turns around, points to his ear, and makes some sounds. And it's clear that he's saying, I'm deaf. I need you to write down where you want to go. And he hands me a piece of paper and a pen. And I thought, is this a joke? Like a deaf taxi driver, you're not going to hear sirens. You're not going to hear horns. You're not going to – and I have to write down – where I'm going. Yeah. And I'm now in a cab and it's hard to write, but it was just so crazy. I prayed for him. But sometimes I feel like I have these adventures, and I just want people to know living in New York is a crazy adventure. That's usually true. It's not, you know, quite that crazy, but there's lots of people to pray for. It's a delightful thing.
Yes.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is coming up, but we've got some wonderful letters.
We do.
Okay. So I'm going to read one. This is from Michelle Russell in Ashland, Ohio. Michelle, are you surprised? Ashland, Ohio. Michelle says she's a frequent listener of this show. She likes a variety of guests. I just finished listening to the Ted Decker interview and have to say I really was unclear if he is a Christ follower, meaning that he has a relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I found his thoughts sounding more like a blending of religions. Just an observation. I realize all your guests aren't Christian, but he claims to be. It's interesting because Ted Decker did say things that were confusing in some ways, and I would have liked to have a longer conversation with him. But I picked up on that as well. But we didn't really have time to get
right.
To
we were getting into his book, or you were getting into the book, and
yeah. There are so many things here. Here's another one. It says, "Eric, I want to thank you and express appreciation for your careful handling of Randy Clark. Your integrity to openly accepting his faith ministry and its intricacies was encouraging. I love the humor you interjected so under your breath or backhanded almost." I don't know what you're talking
about.
Here's
a great letter from Wendy in San Antonio. Yeah. You know how everybody likes your bumper music? Well, she said, "Tell Eric I was listening one night to the show and the song came on from John Lennon. Imagine There's No Heaven. My first thought was, I hate that song. Why are they playing that song? When all of a sudden, Eric said, oh, shut up. I was not expecting that, and I just busted out laughing."
Well, when you hear John Lennon sing that song, I remember Suzanne and I, we were in New Jersey with her family, and we went out for an Easter brunch, which we normally don't do. But we went out for an Easter brunch to a nice restaurant, Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. And there was a piano player in the lobby of this nice restaurant playing Imagine There's No Heaven. And I just wanted to, like, throw a pie in his face. I thought, on Easter Sunday, you're playing this anthem to an atheist utopia. Yeah.
How about imagine there is a heaven?
Really, sir? Really? It's kind of funny. Right. So, okay, here's a question. Linda McMillan writes in, "My husband and I can't stand it any longer. Eric, what does Alvin look like?
Uh-oh.
I say he's tall and skinny. Hubby says he looks like Woody Allen. Can you help us? Can't find any mention or pictures of him online. Is that on purpose?" And obviously it is on purpose because he's perfectly hideous. You don't want to see him.
Look away.
You know, thank you. That was a Seinfeld reference on both of our
parts.
Well,
no, they spelled my name Alvin, and that's why they couldn't find it. If you spell
Alvin. Oh, you know what? I read
Alvin.
It wrong.
Yeah.
It's Alvin, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the fact of the matter is, and there are a lot of people listening right now, we might as well tell them, you're a monster.
I'm a monster.
A hideous monster.
Look away.
No, actually, you are tall and thin.
I am.
And you look like if, you know,
well,
those
think George Clooney. Just think about George Clooney.
Yeah, if you stretched him out and beat him up a little bit, I would say, no, but you look like those skinny Elf on the Shelf characters.
Yes.
Like you, because your kind of body shape is like that. And your face, you have an elfin look to you. Oh. You do. Well,
all
you
right.
do. You do. All right, Alvin, we cannot forget to say if people want to know what you look like or what I look like for that matter, we post most of these programs on YouTube the day after they're on the radio. So if you want to listen and see, you can just go to our YouTube channel. In fact, please subscribe to our YouTube channel because some of our guests are real funny looking, and you sure want to get a load of them. It's unbelievable. You're not going to catch that on the radio. They sound normal, but oh my goodness, right?
Oh,
So tune in. You go to YouTube channel, and you can see what Ann Coulter's wearing and how she flips her hair back. On the radio, you don't get to see that. So it really was fun having her in a while ago. And Janine Pirro is not in the studio, so unfortunately you're not going to see. She always looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But we have such a panoply of different guests that it is fun if you want to watch it. And by the way, I've got to say this, but since it's Friday, you have got to subscribe to my newsletter. You have to go to my website. It's ericmetaxas.com. That's my name, Eric Metaxas. You go to ericmetaxas.com, says subscribe to the weekly newsletter. And we say this over and over again, because if you do that, you will every week get one email, that has every single show, links to the show, descriptions of the show and the guests and the topics, links to any videos we're going to have. I think on today's eBlast, we have a link to my video, my conversation with Caroline Kennedy, who's the daughter of JFK, obviously. And so all kinds of cool stuff and pictures and things.
And if you want to find out who's the guest on TBN tonight, the TBN show tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's always there in the newsletter. So if you don't get that, and please tell your friends. Because a lot of times people ask me really basic questions when I bump into them on the road, I'm speaking, and I think, gosh, you obviously don't get the newsletter because it answers all those questions. And I look, it's free. There's just nothing there, okay, except good stuff. So I'm recommending it.
Before we leave, we've got to talk about ADF because that's we're doing a fundraiser
for ADF. Religious liberty is the tip of the spear, folks. If you care about what's going on in America right now, if you care about the Constitution, the front edge of the wedge is religious liberty. There is nobody in America doing a better job than the Alliance Defending Freedom. When people say to me, Eric, what can I do? I read your book, If You Can Keep It, and you got me all hyped up. I want to do something to keep the Republic, and what can I do? Well, I could go on and on about things you can do, but I'll tell you right now, and I'm not, this is no hyperbole, give something to the Alliance Defending Freedom. They do what they do for free. They need our help. They will use your money to do the kinds of things that ought never to be necessary but are necessary right now, which is to protect religious liberty, all kinds of people like you and me who are being attacked simply for holding a biblical worldview. But it's not just for Christians. This is for anybody in America. So I want to say, please go to our radio website. It is MetaxasTalk.com. We do need your help, folks. We give you all kinds of gifts and things. But we need your help. Go to the ADF banner at MetaxasTalk.com. Some of you would prefer to make a phone call. I'll give you the phone number now. I'm begging you, please call this. This is important. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. Call this, folks, please. 800-556-2770. We'll be right back with Janine Pirro.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric from Texas Show. That is Frank and Nancy. And I think you know who I have on this program, but I will announce her in case you're just tuning in. Someone of whom I am very, very fond and who probably needs no introduction. Judge Jeanine Pirro. You probably know her from her Fox News program or her from her many appearances everywhere. And her new book, of course, is called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. Judge Jeanine Pirro, welcome to this program.
I'm thrilled to be with you, Eric. It's been too long. It's nice to talk with you.
I love to talk to you. You just put a smile on my face. I mean, you're one of those people. You crack me up instantly. I love talking to you, and because you're the real deal. And look, first of all, let me say the most shallow thing first. Your book, the title is Radicals, comma, Resistance, comma, and Revenge. The serial comma, the Oxford comma, is in the title of your book. I got to praise your publisher, Center Street, because usually, look, I was an English major. I'm a writer. I care about these things, all right? You've got the Oxford comma after resistance. Normally, they wouldn't put a comma. They say, no, the word and is good enough. So A-plus on the title, all right? That's
well,
number one.
I'm going to be sure to tell that to my publisher, because you are obviously brilliant when it comes to English language and the wordsmith that you are. But I personally am into alliteration. You know, liars, leakers, and liberals, radicals, resistance, and revenge. And I'm thinking of the next book, although I'm too exhausted from this one, so I doubt that I'll be.
Well, you know what? What cracks me up, I've noticed this because, you know, obviously I'm a writer and I read a lot. There are certain things that I notice. There's certain people, when they write something, it sounds like they talk. And it's really not the kind of thing that's very obvious. But when I read Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, I can hear you saying it in my mind. It sounds like you,
yeah.
Right?
But Eric, isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
Yes.
That, you know that the person actually wrote it when you could hear their voice. And I think that's key. And
you're absolutely right. Even even when the big comedians like Bob Hope would have a ghostwriter, that ghostwriter knew how to write for Bob Hope's voice so that it sounds like it's totally key. But now listen, I want to start here. I want to start here because I was on your program. I don't know when we were together. This is quite a while ago. It was maybe early in 2016. And you talked to me about your friendship going back 30 years with Donald Trump, in case people don't realize he became president. And you were one of the handful of people who really convinced me to take a different look at him, because you said, I know this guy. I have spent time with him. That meant a lot to me early in 2016. Tell my audience, if you don't mind, a little bit about that, because a lot of people can't imagine knowing him 30 years ago, you know, completely different time in his life. What was he like as a father? That whole thing.
Well, you know, before I get into that, Eric, you know, I do want to thank you for being open-minded enough to listen. You know, I mean, there is a lot to be grateful for when someone is curious, listens, and then makes a decision. I mean, so much of what happens today is just a function of, you know, pure ideology. But you're right. I have known the president since, you know, he was a businessman. He hired my then husband, and this was a good, you know, almost 30 years ago. And so he would call at all hours of the night, so you knew the guy was never slept. He was very intense, and he was also very kind and very sociable. So we would end up going down to Florida with him to Mar-a-Lago when he first bought it, in fact, every weekend, because we had our own home in West Palm Beach. And, you know, he would fly on the weekends to Mar-a-Lago, and his kids were little at the time. And I was always so impressed with how he handled them. I mean, he was always a very good father, you know, and he was very, very fair, but also, you know, very firm. So it would be, he would say things like, don't talk to her like that, you don't talk to him like that, or, you know, you just lost your allowance, or, you know, just simple things. And nobody ever raised their voice. It was none of that stuff. And, you know, it was just life. It was life the way Donald Trump led it. And, you know, if we would walk down the street, for example, in Manhattan, at the time I was the sitting DA in Westchester County, and he was always so kind and so gracious, and people would, you know, people would say, oh, it's Donald Trump, whether it's a hard hat or a cop or whoever it might be. And Donald would always take the time, you know, to say hello to them and greet them, shake their hand. There was never anything that indicated the man was anything other than a kind man. And he would do all kinds of all kinds of kindness. When someone had someone who was ill in the family, he would go above and beyond when people don't even know about stuff. And I wrote this about this in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Every time you had dinner with him, he'd go into the kitchen to thank the kitchen staff for what they did, and obviously he was generous to them as well. I mean, this is a man who, you know, I remember, this is the one thing I'll never forget. I remember his saying to the kids, it was, the school year was beginning or something, I don't know. And he said, well, we'll go to Kmart and we'll get your school supplies. And I remember just sitting on the plane opposite him, I'm saying to myself, Donald Trump goes to Kmart to get school supplies. And he always was a very, you know, I guess, generous as well as reasoned and kind and very, you know, business-oriented guy who, by the way, I remember sitting across from him when there was an article about him, a letter to the editor in the New York Times magazine, and I had read the magazine, and I watched him as he read the letter, and I remember thinking to myself, oh boy, he's going to be in a bad mood after this, projecting how I would have felt. And it didn't faze him a bit. You know, we just said, all right, let's put on a movie or whatever.
Wow.
I mean, he was just kind, gracious, and generous. That's the Donald Trump that I know.
Well, it's,
and
yeah.
He's a hard worker and never stops working.
I just find the whole thing funny because now they paint him as Hitler 2.0. He's a monster. He doesn't care about putting children in cages. And you think, you got to understand, Judge, there are people who believe this. They believe this. They have become so unhinged that they're unwilling. First of all, you can disagree with someone. You can dislike their policies, but still try to be fair-minded. People have become so angry that they can no longer see things logically. They're saying horrible things. They're saying everybody who voted for him is a racist. The reason I get my back up, and maybe some of my listeners can get a clue here as to why I often defend this president, it's not because I agree with everything about him. I suddenly didn't change my opinion of adultery. You know, the point is, you're dealing with human beings. And when you have people like my dad, who's 92 years old, who loves this president, the idea that people would dare suggest that my father is a racist or something, it makes me so angry. I thought, This is despicable. There are good people all over this country. Just because there's a couple of maniacs doesn't change the fact that America voted for this man just as we voted for our presidents in the past. It was obviously a legitimate election. This president overcame his own party going against him. Previous GOP presidents could not say a nice word, could not even say that I voted for him. We had President Bush the first voted for Hillary Clinton. I mean, absolutely unhinged.
And I write about that in the book, Eric. You know, if you commit the crime of supporting the president of the United States, you are deplorable. You're racist. You're a xenophobe. You're a homophobe. And, of course, I've suffered a lot of that as well. I've taken my hit.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure you have.
Years. and you know what? I get it. But, you know, the anger is something that I've never seen before.
Right.
I've never seen this kind of anger. And, you know, this president, every day, he's the tip of the spear. And every
That's
day
it.
He gets up and he fights for us. I mean, you know, whether it's the economy or, you know, even taking on the issue of tariffs. I mean, what president took on the issue of tariffs?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I mean, when you bring that up, I could go on and on. The thing of the tariffs, we're going to go to break here in a second, but I got to tell you, the tariff thing, it's unbelievable. Your average American sees a president fighting for them in a way we have never seen before. When he says, can you imagine if Joe Biden was negotiating with China when they have lined the pockets of his family and made him rich? What do you think how hard is he going to fight? We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Judge Jeanine Pirro, the brand new book, Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says Turkish President Erdogan is offering assurances that the ceasefire he agreed to has not already broken down. Mr. Trump says on Twitter that Erdogan told him that there was a minor sniper and mortar fire that was quickly eliminated and that he very much wants the ceasefire or pause to work. The world's first female spacewalking team made history today. Christina Cook and Jessica Meir fixed a broken part of the power network on the ISS in a five-hour spacewalk. A California real estate developer sentenced to 1 month in prison for paying $75,000 to cheat on his daughter's college entrance exam. Robert Flaxman was sentenced in Boston Federal Court. On Wall Street, stocks have been lower. The Dow is down 168 points. Now the NASDAQ is off 52. This is SRN News.
Can't be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe. I can breathe.
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC, or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Hey, folks, Judge Jeanine Pirro and I are going to go down to Studio 54 after the show, and we're going to boogie down. We're having a good time. We don't care what you think. Hey, Judge, I got to ask you, seriously, I brought up my father. I spoke to him on the way to the studio this morning. He's 92 years old. I love him more than life itself, and he is an immigrant from Greece, okay? And I have this theory that a lot of times people from other countries appreciate American freedom in a way that people who grew up here don't. We get a different perspective. And I think it's important to understand that what we have is incredible. And this president is fighting for it. I want to ask you real quick, because a lot of times we don't get the story of your biography. Where did you grow up? And are you, I can't remember, are your parents from Lebanon? Where are you from?
Well, I grew up in a small town in upstate New York where I worked in a dairy. Okay. And
that's hard to picture.
The farmers used to sit on, yeah, okay, let me do the visual. Farmers used to sit on a pail and milk the cows. There were no computers then. And, you know, I went to Catholic schools. I mean, I'm of Lebanese descent, both my mom and dad. Both my mom and dad were born in this country. Their parents came here. But my mom, and it's kind of a long story, but I'll kind of make it real short. My mom was born in New York, and then she was sent back to Lebanon, and so she grew up, even though she was an American citizen, when she was 5 years old, she was sent back to Lebanon.
Wow.
To grow up. And, you know, so in a sense, she, you know, was robbed of the ability to have the American education and attain the American dream. She met my dad, and my dad fought in World War II. My grandfather came to this country from Lebanon and immediately enlisted. And so, you know, it's a very simple story. I mean, it is the story of, you know, faith and family and a pride in our subculture, but always proud of being Americans. And, I still cook Lebanese food. I make the hummus and tabbouleh, you know, the baba ganoush and all that stuff. And, you know, it was, for me, it was a very simple life in upstate New York. And then, you know, I became a prosecutor because I used to watch Perry Mason, and I decided when I was a young kid that I wanted to be a lawyer, you know, but I didn't want to be a defense attorney. And you know, if you ever get into the history of Perry Mason, and I'm going to really bore you now, you remember the DA was Hamilton Berger.
Let me tell you something. I love Perry Mason, and my producer is looking at me. We watch it on rerun. It's on reruns now, and we watch Perry Mason. So do not stop.
Okay.
Keep going.
So here's the deal. Hamilton Berger's the DA, and of course Perry Mason wins every case because the defendant is never guilty, someone else is guilty. So when I became an assistant DA and then, of course, the sitting DA, I remember saying to myself, how the heck did Hamilton Berger keep getting reelected? The guy lost every case he ever brought to court. You know, I mean, even in the television series, it made no sense. I mean, they should have replaced Hamilton after the first year. But, you know, so that's my life. It's a real simple life.
Look, they were opposite. They were opposite the Beverly Hillbillies, and they had to do something. You know, they had to do something. They couldn't be too realistic. They would lose in the ratings. So can you imagine?
I
can't believe. But the idea, it just cracks me up. The idea that you grew up, you know, people wouldn't picture that. I don't see anybody more beautifully groomed than you. I see you on TV, and I'm always amazed. And when I see you in person, you're even more amazing. So the idea of you milking cows in upstate New York, that's where you got your values. That is unbelievable. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right. So to your book and to the situation right now, William Barr gave a speech at Notre Dame the other day on religious liberty. I was blown out of my socks. I said, to have an attorney general who appreciates religious liberty and the war on people of faith in this country, it is un-American. It is fundamentally unconstitutional. It's a total misreading of who we are as a people. But you write about this in your book, the left's plot to remake America. They're trying to destroy the very things that have made us great. So tell us, what do you say about it from your point of view in your book?
Well, look, everything is at stake right now. I think the founding fathers wouldn't recognize this country. I mean, everything from the First Amendment, a free speech where, you know, people are shamed into not expressing their opinion, into not saying that they support the president or into, you know, not saying any one of a number of things are taken off of Facebook and Twitter. And they're socially ostracized. If you say something that they believe is politically incorrect, then you become demon. And essentially what has happened is political correctness is the enemy of free speech. And then what we've got is we've got freedom of religion, and people are shunned, and they are, you know, they're not supported when they express their religion or prayer or anything else. We've seen it repeatedly over the last few years, you know, where creches and everything else are taken out of public places. Let me tell you, when I was a judge, above my bench, it said, "In God we trust." And I'd be damned if anybody was going to take that off the top of my bench. And what we saw from Bill Barr yesterday was a man who has had enough. He, in the justice system, we have seen everything upside down. The presumption of innocence doesn't apply if you are a conservative. If you're running, if you're nominated to the Supreme Court, you're a gang rapist. You're not a good family man, and you're not entitled to due process. The United States Senator is screaming, "All women need to be believed, and men should just shut up." I mean, that is not the Constitution and the presumption of innocence. Everything is being upended, from our economy, capitalism, to socialism, to freedom of speech, Antifa coming out and beating people up while the police stand down.
I was going to say, I want to talk to you about that right there. We're going to go to a break, and I hope you can stay on one more segment. I want to talk to you about what you just said. This is it's an amazing time we're living through. Judge Jeanine Pirro is my guest. Folks, the new book, Radicals, Resistance, Comma, and Revenge. Stick around. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and the Prager Store has compiled every male-female hour since 2010. We've had topics and calls about marriage, kids, dating, intimacy, fidelity, plus every segment with my friend and relationship expert, Alison Armstrong. These segments have literally saved marriages. For a limited time, the complete collection, 10 years of male-female hour, 50% off, available on flash drives or as a download, go to PragerStore.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price, because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Boll & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM. BollandBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Folks, man, I hate to interrupt the Eagles, but I have Judge Jeanine Pirro on the line, and I'm going to interrupt him. Judge, you just said something when we went to the break. I was in Canada about 3 years ago talking in a church about same-sex marriage and kind of the, you know, the biblical view of that, right, and how we need to preserve religious liberty. I'm certainly not, quote-unquote, anti-gay or anything, but there was a group of people, protesters, being very vicious and being vicious to the people coming into the church. And the cops, This is in Canada. I meant Australia. In Australia, the cops were not doing their job. And I was blown away that law enforcement could become political. We are now seeing that. You just referred to it in this country. I cannot believe we are here. What do you think is going to happen with this?
Let me tell you what that's all about. That's all about the liberal left and their plot to remake America. You've got liberal mayors, liberal county executives, liberal governors who are telling police to stand down. Look, I worked with cops for 30 years, all right? I had 50 in my office when I was the DA. And cops are instinctively wired to go after and stop any kind of abuse or assault. They are being forced to stand down because these liberals want to pursue an agenda where people that they don't agree with ideologically are being punished and, in fact, beaten up, like this reporter, Andy Ngo, a few weeks back. And look, it started right in the beginning with, I don't know if it was Milo Yiannopoulos or Ann Coulter or somebody, and they're trying to burn down Berkeley, ironically, the birthplace of free speech.
Yeah.
And the police are standing down 12 hours of rioting, burning.
And they let them do
windows.
It. It's just mind-blowing that they let them do it.
You know how many kids were arrested? First of all, they're a bunch of cowards. They're dressed up like ninjas with their faces covered.
Well, we know they're cowards. There's no question. Yeah.
That one person was arrested only because he insisted on getting his street credentials. So this is the problem that's going on in America today. They are shutting down free speech by basically saying if you get assaulted for saying something that we think is fascist, when in truth they're the real fascists, if anybody understands fascism is only one way of thinking, then we're going to make sure that you're assaulted and you're punished for your point of view. I mean, this is not America. They are remaking it. And that's why Donald Trump is the tip of the spear. And if we didn't have him, I don't know where we'd be.
But don't you find that funny? I mean, Donald Trump, you're exactly right, that somehow, instinctively, he understands what is at stake. He understands that the forces of political correctness are his enemy, the enemies of America. And I think the real issue, and you know this is true, because he is standing and fighting, the radical left has gone insane because they have had GOP leaders play patty cake with them for decades. They have been unable to stand up to the radicals because they're afraid of, you know, getting a bad report or something like that. So when you see the heroic stance the president has taken, you have to applaud him. Even there are people that disagree with all kinds of stuff. How do you not applaud him for fighting on this stuff unless you simply don't see what he is doing? But he has been an absolute hero. I don't think we've ever seen anyone quite like him who gets that these things are the enemy of America, that the so-called fake news, they are no longer doing journalism. It's the death of America. My question to you, I have to ask you, what do you think is going to happen ultimately? When I saw Bill Barr gave the speech, I realized this man is not going to back down. So my question is, do you think he is going to prosecute some of the players in this deep state coup conspiracy to overturn the will of the people in an election?
I got to tell you, Eric, that's the $64,000 question. A year ago, I would have said absolutely. But I'm not sure anymore. I'm not sure because they're going to say, you know, we can't criminalize political differences. Well, you can criminalize crime. And I worry about that. I worry about them, their feeling that, you know, they won't get a conviction because it will be seen as purely political and because of the D.C. jury. But this guy Durham is a smart guy. But think about it. It was 1 year and 6 months ago, almost to the day, Eric, that the inspector general recommended that Andrew McCabe be prosecuted.
Right.
What is taking the Department of Justice so long? This is an open and shut case. The perjury on the part of Andrew McCabe is simple. And a judge just a few weeks ago told the Department of Justice, if you don't indict, you know, there's something called, you know, right to a speedy trial. And, you know, if you don't indict, we're not going to let you go forward with this. So I, if it doesn't happen, I have spent 30 years in the trenches following the law, making sure there are consequences when people violate society's laws. I will be the most disappointed person, not because I want people prosecuted, because I will have given my life to a forum where justice is supposed to be upheld. And in the end, it isn't upheld. And that's what worries me.
It's a staggering thing. I really think that we're in a war for the soul of America. Now, that maybe some people think that's hyperbole. It's not hyperbole. I know exactly what I have just said, and I mean it. We're in a war for the soul of America. If we are unwilling, or if we balk at looking politically bad and say, well, we don't want to prosecute these people because it's going to look political, the fact is, these people have made it political. We have not. Our side has not made it political. They have politicized these kinds of things. And I'm just convinced that if Barr and others do not do what they can to show America that we are a nation of laws and that we will not allow a two-tiered justice system, then we really are dead. I got to ask you, do you have another 3 minutes or do you have to go?
I have to go, but I love talking
That's
to you.
Okay. That's okay. I figured you've given us a lot of time. Judge Jeanine Pirro, we love you. Can't wait to see you in person. Thank you for your time, and God bless you on this
Eric,
book, Radicals,
I
Resistance, and Revenge.
I love your brain. I love what you do. I love that you're talking about these issues. It's not politics. This is about the soul of America.
Oh,
thank
man.
You for having
I love
me
it.
On.
God bless you. Talk
okay.
soon. Bye-bye.
Again. Bye-bye.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says Turkey has reassured the United States that the ceasefire in Syria is still intact.
The president admits there was some pain in the process when Turkey attacked the Kurds, but he says sometimes you have to go through some pain before you get a good solution.
The Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan in Turkey is satisfied with it. And we are in a very strong position.
Earlier on Twitter, the president announced that some European nations are now willing to take responsibility for detained ISIS fighters who are from their countries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Two astronauts receiving a surprise greeting from the White House this afternoon. President Trump spoke briefly with NASA astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir after they completed their five-hour spacewalk. The Dow is down 196 points. The NASDAQ is off 55. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Hey folks, it's here for Texas Show. We just finished talking to the amazing Janine Pirro. She's a pip, a live wire. Let me tell you, folks, she is. She's amazing. Alvin, there's some listener mail that I wanted to read.
Okay, please.
Can I read
do.
The listener mail?
Please.
Okay. Deborah Potts from Maybank, Texas. Deborah Potts, come on down.
Come on down.
Deborah says, Dear Mr. Metaxas, she spelled my name wrong. Okay, so you get an F. Dear Mr. Metaxas, would you mind telling me where you got your glasses? They are quite nice. Enjoy your books and guests. Thank you, Deborah. Now, I got my glasses. Let me think. Oh, they were right on the night table. I guess after I wake up, they're always right there. And that's, you know, I don't know where else they would be. If they're not there, I can't see. But actually, it says on the glasses, Oliver Peoples, L.A.
Mm.
Oliver Peoples.
So he's walking around with a cane right
now. I know.
Where are my glasses?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Oliver Peoples. I stole his glasses. No, yeah. Oliver Peoples is the name, and I think it's the O'Malley. Is this right? Is this like the model, the O'Malley? What the heck is that?
Oh, you look good in those O'Malleys.
But anyway, I didn't even know the answer to that because I don't know. But so thank you for your question, and shall we take our next call? Please welcome to Open Forum. Our next question is from John Paul from Rockland, California. John Paul from Rockland says, Eric, just started listening. You are awesome, man. Now, actually, it should say you are awesome, comma, man.
Oh.
But we're going to let it go this time, John Paul. Not only smart, but your faux snarkiness just cracks me up.
Hmm.
That, you know what? That's a cool term. I don't know if it's a real word, but we will accept it. The judges, do you accept it?
Ding, ding, ding,
we will
ding,
accept
ding, ding,
faux
ding.
Snarkiness. I think... sometimes I'm genuinely snarky, but he's right. It is a kind of a faux snarkiness. And he says the interview with the SNL chick was hysterical. You're talking about my friend,
yeah.
Victoria Jackson, and she is hysterical. We're doing a Christmas special on TBN. That's on TV. And she is going to be involved in that. I cannot wait. We're going to be filming that in November. Very, very excited. Gee whiz, we got all these letters. Albin, you know what we should talk about?
What?
We are doing this thing with ADF. And so if you haven't yet given to ADF, you need to give something, folks. This is religious liberty. I mean, I would like to think that everybody who's listened on this program by now understands how important religious liberty is and how it's under attack in America. By some people who are well-meaning and some people who are not well-meaning. But it doesn't matter. You're attacking the Constitution. You're attacking really the fabric of America. All of this always ends up sounding hyperbolical, but I wish it were. It's not. It's real. We need your help. If you give $100 to ADF, and by the way, you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you click on the banner. But if you give $100, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super, okay? Now, Metaxas Super means you get to see videos that are not posted on YouTube. That's number one. You get commercial-free listening. Folks, you can listen to the podcast, and there ain't no commercials, okay? So you're giving money to something spectacular called Alliance Defending Freedom, and we're giving this to you for free, okay? So now if you want to buy it, you can pay $60 a year, less than $5 a month. You go to MetaxasSuper.com. But if you want to get it for free, give $100 to Alliance Defending Freedom. We need your money. They need your money. Very, very serious. Please, folks, MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner for Alliance Defending Freedom. This is a very serious. The Republic needs your help. That's not a joke. Albin, would you agree?
I agree.
I know you do. It's real, folks. Thank you.